Hey, everybody. How you guys doing today? Welcome, Sunday Savages. How is everyone? Hello, hello. Am I in the right meeting? I am. People are coming in. Good, good. That's what I wanted to see. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Happy Sunday. Who has a 3-day weekend? Anybody actually get Veterans Day off anymore? Hello, hello. You do. Lucky you. 3-day weekend. Damn, jealous. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Maria. Alicia, good to see you. Guys, make sure that your toggle for your chat is set to everyone, please. Oh, well, Maria. So then I'm assuming you won't celebrate Veterans Day from the US. Hi, Jason. Good to see everybody. Look at that. These numbers just keep rolling in. Nice. Kelly, that's awesome. Right? All right. Every day is a US. Every day is a holiday. Yep. All right. Nice. Yeah, I'm curious. How many of you guys are vets? San Francisco Bay Area. Jason, that's where I'm from. Grew up there, born in Oakland. 20 years in the Navy. Very nice. So I have a daughter in the Army, a son-in-law in the Navy, and a son soon to be in the Air Force. Mare Island, very nice. Army, Navy. Navy and Air Force, because Lando, you just couldn't enjoy one alone. All right, Navy, very nice. Alameda, very, very nice. Alameda is a great spot. Hello, hello. Good to see everybody. Army brat, that pretty much qualifies, Yvonne. Yep. From the UK. Good morning, everybody. Desiree, we see you. Hello, fellow Brit, Air Force son. Yep. You guys make sure that when you are in the chat that you set your toggle to everyone so that everybody can see your comments, because I can tell you that there are so many awesome people in this meeting that if you ask a question in the chat, chances are it's going to get answered. All right. David was very busy. Yep. So my husband is not a cybersecurity guy. He's an EOD guy. And there's Brandon. Brandon's going to have our slides today. Marine Corps. And happy birthday to the Marine Corps, right?
Hello,
Chris,
Libby.
very nice. Hi, Brandon. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. We're all just sharing, so here in the States, tomorrow is Veterans Day. So some people get the day
Oh,
off,
okay.
some people do not get the day off. And everybody in here is talking about how they're somewhere in the Marines and their Armed Forces experiences. So pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yep. How are you doing? Good.
Pretty good. Can't complain. It's a good Sunday to be publishing, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely a positive, right? Especially with the holidays rolling up.
And
Yeah.
I think we don't have Kimberly in here anymore, right?
No, it'll be the two of
She
us
has
today. Next
graduated.
week, yep. Lauren is going to help out because I won't be here next Saturday or Sunday.
Awesome.
I'll be in San Diego visiting my daughter.
Well, have fun.
I'm planning on it. Yeah, for sure. All right, which one of us wants to do the slides? Okay.
I can do it this time.
All right.
Alrighty, so let's get started, everybody. This is the Sunday Savages, November 10. Let's get started. So first things first, we have a lot of new people. So, and the people that have been here multiple times, you will already know. First things first, we go through the pre-submitted questions. That usually takes up the first 45, 60 minutes of the call. So if you do have questions, make sure to do it pre-submitted. It's going to be one of the best ways to go. We're also going to be doing special segments on these calls. We have topic-specific live training. We review book cover titles. We do student interviews, quizzes. If you ever have a good idea for another segment, let us know, and we can always look into it and see if it can be a good addition. But Thursdays is going to be proof of concept call. So if you have proof of concepts, take it to Thursday. It's going to be specifically for that. Fridays, that's going to be our tech call. So if you're having any tech issues, that's going to be a great place to kind of learn the basics. Sundays, we do generals. And is there a book cover one, Libby? I don't think so, like a
I
specific book
thought that
cover.
Tuesdays was book cover and book title, but don't quote me.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it is.
All right. Then for these Sunday calls, we do a little bit of everything. But if you do have anything proof of concept, take it to the proof of concept call because chances are it's already going to be covered. Another student's going to already be asking it. So keep that in mind. Next, after we're done the pre-submitted questions, we also have the open Q&A. So if you're on the call and a question pops up, head over to the Q&A button, click on the three dots, more, and you'll see the Q&A question box open up. And once you're there, you can submit anything you'd like. So try to keep your questions outside of the chat. If it's something that you want us, me and Libby specifically, to answer, keep it out of the chat and put it into the Q&A box. But we do have a lot of great, helpful students that, you know, if a question comes up on the chat, they will point you in the right direction there. So if you have a pretty easy one, you can put it in there. And another student that has already gone through that stage or knows the answer to that one, they'll let you know. And we do have a lot of students on these calls. So we do want to prioritize questions that are going to be valuable for everybody. We would rather spend more time going deep into those really, really good questions that everyone can benefit from, rather than those that are just going to be very specific for one person. However, Sundays, we usually get a chance to go through everything. So, but just an FYI. We also have a really handy FAQ section. Anything that's going to be account related, resetting password, Facebook groups, payment plans, subscriptions, please head over to the support. They're going to be way better at answering those types of questions. Anything that has to do with Katie Spy, Incognito, Chrome, 7-day profit challenges, pen names, take it over to the support, to the FAQ support here, and it's gonna be the best place to go. We have a lot of good walkthrough videos, and the VIP support team can help you with this pretty quickly. All right, and if you open up your chat, you are going to see that there's a little section that says two. And if for most people, it's going to be host and panelists. That's going to be the default, but set it to everybody. That way, if you have a question or you have a comment, everyone's going to be able to see it, and people can help you out if you're kind of lost there. Because anything that goes specifically to host and panelists, me and Libby might miss it because, well, we're going to be busy answering questions. So set your chat to everyone, and that way we can all be communicating there. And as I'm sure most of you already know, publishing AI is open to everybody. So what can our AI system do? Well, it can help you with book topic ideas, customer research, book outlines, book descriptions, and it can even generate you a 30K word manuscript. So check your email for more information if you don't have access to it, or contact support. But this is going to be an awesome tool. It's a great time to be in publishing because you're saving a lot of money and you're saving a lot of time to produce these books. So if you haven't already, go into the software and get yourself familiar. And there you can also see all the subscription plans that we offer as well. And friendly reminder, all support questions related to payment, program access, technical stuff should all be emailed to support@publishing.com. And they're going to be the best equipped to help you out, help you get an answer on those. With that said, let's begin. You ready?
I was born that way, as we know. So
All
let's
right,
do
let's do this.
Okay, this question is from Janet. Can you please give your opinion on these two subtitles? Want to add that this is my second book, part of a bundle, with my first book being Book One, Beginner's Guide to Backyard Vegetable Gardening, How to Easily Build, Sustain, and Enjoy a Bountiful Harvest of Nutrient-Rich Garden to Table Delights with Recipes Included. Book Two, Beginner's Guide to Greenhouse Gardening, How to Easily Build and Enjoy, Sustain and Enjoy a Climate-Controlled Outdoor Oasis, offering green ideas successful plant growth and pest control, all while enhancing your home's beauty. It's a little lengthy, as you can see. And then subtitle number two, easily build, sustain, and enjoy a climate-controlled outdoor oasis, offering successful plant growth, pest control all year round using green ideas. Okay, so Janet, I think that you need to point out, how are you going to guide somebody to easily build, sustain, and enjoy all of those things that you've got, like pain point wise? But how are you going to do it? Is it a step-by-step guide? Is it a blueprint? Is it a roadmap? What is it? Proven strategy. So what is your offer there, Janet? And then I think you've got while enhancing your home's beauty and using green ideas as your desired outcome. But truly, those are not really desired outcomes, right? Because if I'm going to build a greenhouse, am I doing that to get my home's beauty boosted? Not really. So what is the desired outcome that you really need to have from what your customer research is telling you from a customer research perspective? What's the desired outcome? Include in the subtitle. And ideal character count is 200, main title plus subtitle. So you've got that in your second subtitle, but your first subtitle is a little bit lengthy, right? And do you count the spaces? Yeah, I'm not sure. Brandon, space count? I just put it on, Google
Yeah,
Docs.
you count
Count
everything.
the spaces too. Yep, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
All right.
There you go.
On to the next one. So we got Donna. Hey, coaches. I have already used Publishing AI and generated a transcript with the title Ear Training Secrets for Aspiring and Experienced Musicians: Unlock Pitch, Chords, and Rhythm in 30 Minutes a Day for Instant Confidence. I'm ready to order my cover, and I thought I could do better. So here are some title options: Unlock Your Musical Ear, The Hidden Power of Ear Training, Secrets of Ear Training Mastery, Ear Training Essentials, Ear Training Edge, Awaken Your Ear, Ear Training Secrets Unlocked. All right, so Donna, when it comes to the main title, you could honestly do a lot of different variations, but the most important thing that we want to see in there is that you have your proof of concept keyword in there. So if you found proof of concept for ear training, then something like unlock your musical ear would not be advisable, right? So whatever you use to get proof of concept, whether it's ear training or whatever it might be, or ear training for music, make sure that you keep that into your title, and that's going to be the right option to go with. As far as what you put before or after that, that's going to be up to you. Just make sure the proof of concept keyword is nice front and center in there. But all right, let's take a look at your subtitle. Increase musical skills like pitch accuracy, chord recognition, and rhythmic sense in 30 minutes a day for instant confidence. Enhance your musicianship with increased pitch accuracy and chord. Okay. Well, the second one is just too short, right? The second is too short. The first one is it's a lot more focused. And kind of the same thing that Libby was saying in the past question. It's good to start with letting them know how it's going to happen, the offer. So it could be like easy strategies to increase, your musical skills, increase musical skills like pitch accuracy, blah, 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 blah. So you do have your pain point benefits in there. You have a pretty good closing line. I would just add something in the beginning to let them know if it's going to be easy. Is it going to be step by step? I'm sure people learning this type of thing, they're going to want something that's, easy or step by step, or, they're going to want like a comprehensive guide. So whatever it is, whatever the offer is, how you're going to do it, add it to the beginning, and then I think you have a pretty full title, because you already have your pain point benefits, you have a closing line in there. You just need to start with a little bit of a practical angle. For example, step by step to increase your musical skills, dot dot dot. So yeah, pretty good. All right, next question.
This is from Jason. All right, please review my main book titles with subtitles. Here are the refined top three titles, keeping each within the 180 character limit. Perfect. All right. Proven financial planning for urban early retirement. Build wealth with diverse portfolios, manage risks, achieve financial independence, and retire early with confidence. Okay. Second one is proven financial planning for early retirement. Okay, that's all the same. Real world strategies to build wealth, minimize risks, and then create your path to financial freedom. Third one, comprehensive strategies to grow wealth, mitigate risk, and secure an independent future. Okay, so Jason, I can see that you've done a really good job taking to heart the title lessons because you've got your beginning. Let me get out my trusty dusty pencil. Like this real world strategies. That's awesome. You're missing that here, right? And here you've got it as well. Perfect. And remember, we want to address three pain points. So you've got grow wealth and mitigate risks, but what you might expand on these a little bit because you've got plenty of room down here, 137 characters. You've got a lot of real estate that you can expand on. I think personally, I like, well, I do like that one, retire early with confidence. Good desired outcomes. I think any one of these are going to work, but really the question is, based on your customer research, what are people looking for? What are their common questions? What do they want to get out of this book? So as long as you're addressing the pain points and the common questions, you've got your offer, got your pain points, you've got your desired outcomes. I would go pretty much with any one of these, maybe dressing them up a little bit in regard to like managing risks, diverse portfolios and stuff like this. I think I like this one the best. It seems to be the most comprehensive, but it's missing your offer right here. So I would add that in. And what about you, Brandon? Anything else?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think the first one's the most complete. You just got to add a few more slight elements in there and you're good to go. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. So we got Darshan. Are the AI ebooks plagiarism free? So I will say our system does a great job at avoiding plagiarism, but you might be looking at anywhere from, 3%, 5%, even 7%, 8%. Which is really low. You can expect very similar, if not higher, with a real ghostwriter. So just make sure that every time you generate an AI book that you do sufficient editing and that you also do the plagiarism check, just to be sure. But they come out pretty well.
Hey, this one's from Sharon. I'm new. Welcome, Sharon. What advice do you have for me? Start with a 7-day challenge. That's the best place to start. You're going to get an overview of all of the components that go into a book. You're going to actually design and publish a book within 7 days. Each day has a lesson and an action step. It's very simple to do. Just follow that along. Once you're done with that and you've gotten it published, you're going to have a way better understanding of what are the components that go into a book. But also, we can leverage that 7-day challenge book into a third into reviews for the 30K book. So that's what I've got for you. Just start at the top, work your way down, get that 7-day challenge done, and get engaged.
All right. We got Medi. Hello, coaches. Which one of the four book titles you think I should go for or how to improve? My topic is an emotional resilience for kids. We have the resilience journey. Okay. So first things first, all your main titles are called the resilience journey, but you're telling us that your topic is emotional resilience for kids, right? So your proof of concept keyword, which is essentially the topic, has to be on your main title. So if you found proof of concept for emotional resilience for kids, that's exactly what we would want to see on these main titles. So it can be the emotional resilience for kids blank or something, or insert something before that, but you want to make sure that you keep your proof of concept word keyword together. So you're going to need to make that tweak to the main titles there. And for your subtitles, a simple guide for adults to build and support emotional strength in kids. You have the first element, right? It's a simple guide. You're letting them know it's going to be a guide, it's going to be simple, but you don't really have pain point benefits. You don't really have any of the other elements in here. So for adults to build and support emotional strength in kids, you essentially have one pain point benefit in here, but we want to make sure that we have three. And we also have closing line, which is essentially going to be the desired outcome. Paint a picture of that thing, what life is going to be like once they achieve that, once they get rid of those pain points, right? So that's it for number one. It's just not complete as of now. A simple guide for adults to build emotional strength, help develop stronger coping skills and self-esteem in kids. So this one's a lot more complete. I will say you could insert some stuff in there. You kind of have the bare bones in there. You have the beginning, you have your pain point benefits, but the closing line, you could expand. The closing line can definitely be stronger. Right now, you're just ending it off with one of the pain point benefits. So try to insert a closing line. You can just kind of expand on this. And then we have a simple guide strengthening kids' emotional strength, coping mechanism, and self-esteem. Same thing here. I'm glad you have your three pain point benefits, but you have to add some copywriting in there. And you want to have a stronger closing line, letting them know, painting that picture of that end result. Then we have a simple guide for adults to build and support emotional strengths, coping skills, and confidence in kids. So same thing as number two and three. So take one of these three titles, do some copywriting for it, try to add that closing line, that closing statement in there, and you're good to go. All right, next.
This is from Joyce. I started using the software yesterday, saved through each process, but nothing was there when I opened it up. I had entered and went back without saving. Found out, unfortunately, none of my entries were saved. So you can believe that I saved after every entry. I hesitate to go forward knowing that my work may be for naught. Okay, so in the AI platform, everything should be saved automatically, Joyce. If there's a problem with that, my suggestion to you is use the little widget in the bottom right-hand corner and reach out to support and ask them to double-check that your account is functioning properly.
All right. Yep. Reach out to support there.
You
So we
want me
got
to
Jenny. I have been trying to upload my 7-day challenge book, but my table of contents gets deleted every time I upload. Has this ever happened before, or am I missing something in the videos? My screen looks completely different than in video, so it's hard to compare. All right, Jenny, I would reach out to support on this one. Not just our support, but actual Amazon support. Like if you're uploading this onto Amazon and something's not taking correct, just reach out to them. They'll be able to point you in the right direction there.
Yeah, and make sure, Jenny, that when you are downloading them out of Readsy, if you're in Readsy, that when you open those files, that the table of contents is there. Because I think there is a toggle that you have to make sure that the table of contents is included in your downloads.
All right.
There we go.
When I try to upload, okay, same thing, right?
Yep, except that, so no, the book description, Jenny, that's going to be when you publish your book on KDP, you put in the book description there. You don't add it to the book, you put it in to KDP when you're uploading it all. No.
All right. So we got Mehdi. Hello, coaches. What do you think of my vision for the book on the topic of emotional resilience for kids? I would like to provide a transformative guide. Honestly, if you follow the template, you're good to go. This vision is really going to be up to you, right? My opinion on this is not going to matter too much because you're the one that did the customer research on this. So as long as this is matching the customer research, then you're good to go. Now, the best way to work this is use this to generate your outline. And then based on the outline, if you're missing anything, that's going to tell you how good your vision is, right? If you find that you're missing something in there, go back to the vision, try to insert it, try to incorporate it, and yeah. But overall, if you follow the template, which it looks like you did, this is looking good.
Yep. Author biography. Okay, again, Mehdi, this is a thing that you need to make sure that your author biography is aligning with the customer service or customer service, customer research. I'm a little bit punchy. Okay, so I think that this looks just fine, that you are on track, right? And I think it looks like it's short and sweet and to the point, and that you're also expressing how you like to help people. So I think that's all good.
Yeah. And if you want to have a one-on-one call, reach out to the support team and see, and they can give you more information on the Publishing Accelerator program, where you do have a coach to kind of go through every single step. You guys can go through every single step together
Right.
and get that one-on-one experience. So reach out to support and they can point you in the right direction there for a discovery call. All right. We
Okay.
got Emily. Is this mine?
Go ahead. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
I think this
yours.
was mine.
Sorry.
I'm technically on module three as I'm able to watch videos, but on the main page of the course, chapter three and up still shows locked, so I can't open the lessons. I have another tab where I watch module three, so I'm confused what's going on. I'm done with customer research and at the outline creating, but I haven't seen a lesson on title creation yet. Is it module three? Again, quite confusing. Also, where do I see the 7-day challenge or how to do it? Thank you for helping me on this. So yeah, the modules are time locked. That way people don't just, zoom straight through because it's better to take action on each module than to go ahead and like watch everything and then get started. So there's gonna be a time lock in there. And if anyone knows the time lock, drop it down into the chat. So Philip says 7 days to unlock there. So take action on those things. And then wait for it to unlock. Now, if you already took action, you're just really fast and you're done, you're ready to move on to the next one, reach out to support and they can help you unlock that in there. And for the 7-day challenge, if you don't see it, if you don't see it on your dashboard when you first log in, before you click into Publishing Academy, reach out to support as well and they can help you activate it there. All right. On to the next.
Hey, this is from Tanner. What's the minimum cost each year I pay to use publishing.ai? I'm going to need to be making regular payments to AIA, some point where I'm empowered enough to continue using the software without making payments besides the manuscript credit. So, Tanner, this is actually a question for support. So, if you could reach out to support, because Brandon and I, we're not in the billing, we don't do anything like that. So we would encourage you to please reach out to support.
Yeah. And if you end your subscription, I don't see how that would affect your earnings for your book, right? Once you put out a book, your earnings are simply yours.
Oh, yeah, and your
Yeah.
book is yours, right?
Yeah. And you have lifetime access to the lessons. Now the AI system, that's a different subscription payment model, which Libby's correct. Reach out to support for that one, and they'll give you some specific info on those AI payments. All
Okay.
right. I think
Your
this one's
turn.
mine.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah. Unless you want to answer all of them, Libby, you can do
I don't.
it.
I really don't.
All right. So we got Gloria here. Hey, coaches, could you please check my 30K book title and subtitle for me? Financial Literacy for Teens, The Ultimate Guide for Beginners on Smart Saving, Effective Budgeting, Managing Expenses, Building Good Habits, and Planning a Secure Future. Also, I'm planning to have an audiobook, ebook, and paperback for this book. Is it okay to have same book cover for three of them? Yes, Gloria, you're supposed to have the same book cover for them. The audiobook is going to look a little bit different because it's a square format, so sizing is going to be a little bit different. But other than that, it's the same cover. When it comes to your title, I can tell you that you've been following the course. It's a great start. It's a great start. What we usually recommend on smart saving, effective budgeting. Let's see. Building. So, Libby, what do you think about the ING words on this one?
Okay, so I would
Do you
switch your
think
ING
smart?
words and take them off, like the ultimate beginner's guide on smart saving, effective.
Maybe to save smart?
Well, saving, so
Or keep the
saving is
first two.
fine.
Yeah.
Saving is fine,
Smart
but
saving.
effective budgeting, and I would put something else in there besides budgeting, or actually the
Budget
effective
effectively.
budgeting. Yeah, budget. Yeah, something like that. And then
Smart
managing, I would
saving.
put manage here. Like I would cross this out. Hang on.
Yeah, the ING word there. Oops.
Yeah. Whoops. Where'd it go? Ooh.
Oh, one second.
I
What's going on here? Okay.
don't
There
know.
we go.
No. Still on. Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. Okay. So I would take this and I would put manage, build, and plan. And instead of, this and planning a secure future, I would take out that and put in the word to. Plan
Yeah.
a secure future, because that's your desired outcome.
Yeah, it can be and build good habits to
To
plan a
plan.
secure future.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So removing the ING words is effective because, well, using less character counts, it's also more direct. So that's something we always preach. And instead of just kind of ending it off like a grocery list, this and that, you can combine it together, this to that, just to give it a little bit more, give it a stronger closing line in there.
Yeah, for sure.
But other than that, you're off to a great start, and
Really good start.
you're definitely on the right track, Gloria.
Okay, here we go. This is from Teresa. It seems like there's been a ton of coloring books published recently. In your experience, do you know how much coloring books typically make on average? I don't. Some make a tremendous amount of money, more than you would have anticipated, like 10K plus a month. I don't expect to be comparable to 30K, but just wanted to get an idea. So, Teresa, when it comes to coloring books, there's a lot of coloring books out there. You're right. But there's also a lot of people that buy coloring books. So, I would personally, I have coloring books. Do you have any coloring books, Brandon?
Yeah.
I would create a couple, run some ads, see how you do. Yeah, for
Yeah,
sure.
everyone should create one at least at some point, but keep your focus on the 30K word books because coloring books, a lot of demand, so rightfully so, a lot of supply. Reviews are a little bit harder to get, but it's still very, very possible, very doable. But yeah, focus on the 30K word book. I think you can control your strategy a little bit more on the 30K word book versus the coloring book. But yeah, could make $0, could make 20K a month.
Right, who
Just try
knows?
to put together a good project in there, try to get somewhat proof of concept, and you really have to market it because there's so many out there.
Yeah, for sure.
All
But they're
right,
fun to
so we
make.
got. They are fun to make. Yeah, everyone should know how. Give it a shot, put together a good concept, and see how it performs on the ads. And we got Shannon. I'm just about ready to publish my first book bundle. I'm unclear if I should remove the mid-book and end-book review pages from each of the books within the bundle, leave them in, or do something else. Review pages aren't mentioned in the book bundle lesson. What is the best common practice for reviewing pages in the bundles? All right, that's a good question because see, when you're getting reviews for this, it's not going to be for the book specifically, it's going to be for the bundle specifically. And I don't think we've updated that lesson. But best course of action that I'm going to say is create new book review pages for the bundle specifically, right? And kind of put one, you don't want to like put like two in the
Yeah,
first
no
half and then
kidding.
two, that would be four. So maybe just put two, one in the middle,
Yeah.
one closer to the end there for the bundle, because you want to get reviews for the bundle itself, not the individual book at that point. So
Right.
yeah.
Yes, then just two.
Yeah, I think two is still a good number to go at. All right.
This is from Richard. When will I get notified of the group calls? I'm assuming that you mean the Q&A calls that you're on right now. Hopefully, Richard, you should get an email confirmation with the link and then a reminder, I believe, an hour or so ahead of time. But if I were you, I would get registered for Q&A calls that align with your schedule. You can submit some questions up to an hour before the call. And then I just would put something on my phone letting you know, oh, I got a call. I got to get on that.
Yep. All right, Judy, I need to buy a new computer. What processor do you recommend for this AIA to work? Honestly, AIA will work on anything that you buy now that's, made in the last 10 years is definitely going to work. My laptop is older than 10 years and I have no problem doing everything publishing on it. So you're good to go. So anything in the last 10 years, you're good, Judy.
Yep. I just bought a new Mac this year. I'm pretty happy.
That's exciting. I'm going to buy one in like a month.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy
Yeah.
with it. This is
Awesome.
from Dan. He doesn't have a question. Moving
Oh.
on. Right, I'll take this one. This is from Clara. If I'm thinking to publish one or more books under a brand name instead of a pen name, should I avoid having my introduction describe the background information about the author? You could make it more general, Clara, and say, this is the background information about the publishing group or whatever. I'm at the stage of generating a writing sample in publishing.ai, and the intro is written in the first person, describes my background interest as the author. That's okay. I would change it up, though, to match and align with the brand name and make it more general, if that makes sense. But hopefully that helps. And I wouldn't go back to the book outline. Yep. Because even if you don't put something in, the AI platform kind of fills that in, right? So you'll just have to make it a
Yeah.
little bit more general than the first person.
All right, we got Osei. Hey coaches, please kindly review the following book titles. We have Real Estate Investing Made Simple. The subtitle is Step-by-Step Strategies to Find, Fund, and Flip Properties with Confidence, even if you have no experience or startup capital. And build long-term wealth. Okay. Even if you have no experience or build on capital and build long-term wealth. Okay. This is really good up until here. I just feel like you kind of just inserted that out of nowhere. So I would just kind of move this somewhere else. It could be even if you have no experience or startup capital to build long-term wealth,
Yeah,
maybe.
that's what I was going to suggest. Just put in the
Sounds
word
better than
to
and.
instead of and, because that's the desired
Yeah.
outcome, right? To build
Yeah.
long-term wealth. So put a to in there instead.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the best way to go in there. And then the second one, how to build long-term wealth through step-by-step strategies to find, fund, and flip properties with confidence, even if you have no experience or startup capital. This one works well. This one works well as well. I see that what you did is you simply just took this, put it over into the front. And do you think it still needs an offer, Libby, or do you think the step-by-step strategies covers that there?
I think the step-by-step strategies covers that, but I actually like the build the long-term wealth as your end point for your desired outcome, because I think it gets a little muddled in there.
Yeah, I would agree as well there.
Yeah. The first one is just a little bit clearer, the first subtitle.
All right, but great job. You're definitely
On the
following the
right
course
track.
lessons in there. Good
Yeah,
stuff.
that's awesome. Okay, this is from Shiraz. 97% finished with a subtitle, original version, and then the revised version. Please rate. Okay, hang on. Original Life Skills for Young Adults 101. Okay, on point practical guidance to master effective decision making, successful career planning, and finally live an independent life and get out of your parents' basement in the modern world. Okay, let's go to the second one. Life Skills for Young Adults 101. Practical guide to master effective decision making, improve money management, build a successful career, and finally, an independent life. How about if you took out the and finally an independent life and put in something like to create an independent life or to launch your independence or something like that for a little bit clearer desired outcome? Because an independent life is a little bit confusing to me. Just that phraseology right there. So this right here, independent life. Where's my pencil? There we go. It's just not ringing very clear, right? So I think independence would work better, or something like that, because independent life just sounds clunky to me. What about you, Brandon?
Yeah, no, I would have to agree. Just very, very slight tweaks that you gotta put on there. But I think you have all the ingredients in there,
For sure.
just some slight tweaks, yeah. And I don't know how much you need on point practical guidance.
Right.
Might be able to substitute that with a word that might be able to resonate better for the target audience.
Like
Maybe something that you
simple.
find in the customer research or something. Yeah. Like if they don't think this stuff is simple, if they're struggling, if they're stressed or falling behind, I think you can possibly change that with something else.
Yeah, agreed. All right.
Have also edited the description of my book made with publishing AI. Can you look at it and see if it needs improvement? All right, let me take a look here. I will pull this up and we will take a look. And when it comes to these descriptions, you're going to be the best judge because you're the one that did the customer research. But I want to take a look and just make sure that the structure is along the right lines, that you have the right elements that we are looking for. Libby, do you know what our record is for most students on the Sunday Q&A calls? Because I think that attendance is really growing. Before it was
Yeah,
90s, and then we crossed the
that
hundreds, but we were in the low hundreds. Now I'm seeing 200. I've never seen 200 before
Philip says it's
on the
136.
Sundays.
Well, we just blew that out of the water with 212. So, yeah,
Yeah.
I would say that we are
Cool.
definitely on the way.
We're on the right track there.
Pretty awesome.
All right. Let's take a look at this. Yeah, beginning, you want to have the hook line. You want it to make sure it's good, it's engaging. You want to have it bolded, which you do. Awesome, good to go. And then we want to have some bolding to kind of guide people's eyes down for the goal of getting them down here into the bullet points. Libby, do you have a bullet point limit?
I don't,
One,
but think
two,
about this.
nine,
I
eight,
always just think
nine,
that people
ten.
are super busy. So you don't want to just make it so wordy that people don't even want to bother reading it. Do you know what I mean? So I usually
Yeah.
go for like 5 to 8 bullet points, right?
Yeah, I like to keep it under, I think that's a good range. I do like to keep it under 10, because if you have too many, then you're kind of taking away the advantage of the bullet points, which is to get specific points right to the consumer without much effort. But if you have too many, it kind of gets lost in the mix. I think I counted 11 or 12, which is not bad.
Right.
And then I think the ending section might be a little bit on the long side. Just make sure, upload it in there and make sure it's not too long. But this looks good overall, structural. Just make sure that it's not too long for the description. Yeah. All right. On to the next one. Loading up. Okay.
Okay, book covers.
Three final covers. Let's take a look. All right, should be visible now.
Coming right up.
Almost.
Loading. Still loading.
Yep, this is why I need a new
A new
computer.
computer.
I just got too much stuff on this, like over the years, I got a
Right.
bunch of softwares on it. It's time. It's
Yeah,
time.
they get bogged down.
Oh yeah. So hang on a second.
Still loading.
And things go extra slow on the
There we
screen share on
go.
Zoom,
There
but
we
there we
go.
go.
There's one. Yeah, Brian would ask you, how many tabs do you have open, Brandon?
I only got two. Well, two tabs here, but I have like other windows open. So
Right. So then I've done, 10 on my Chrome, 20 on my Safari.
yeah, something
Right.
like that. They're all
Yeah.
important though.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
So what are we thinking here, Libby?
Okay, so I'm thinking that, the image isn't really resonating with the book topic in either one of these. I think, in all honesty, you could probably get away with no image on here, right? Because you've got a lot of the good elements, but the images that I'm seeing just are not resonating with the book topic. I don't know,
Let's take
is
it
that a
closer.
skull? Yeah, it's a
This is
weird,
like a
yeah.
light bulb.
Okay, yeah, not going to work. If I have to figure out what the image is and how it relates to your title, I don't even know if I would put that on there. But also, your pen name is too big, should be smaller than in size than your font by at least 5 points for sure. I mean, you have good elements like the book titles taking up, more than 30% of the real estate. Your subtitle is only over 3 lines. That's perfect. But I'm just going with the image is not really resonating with me. What about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I definitely agree. Even this one kind of looks like a mechanics book when we take a look at it in the thumbnail. Once you look down, you can see like, oh, there's like, a clock, a weight. But you have to remember that you only have like a few seconds for them to take a look at this and then click on it. So this one kind of got a little bit lost. I think this one is an interesting concept. I just think it could have been executed more effectively. But it is an interesting concept on this one.
Yeah.
And then this one can be hard to kind of see what's going on unless you really go into it. Like Libby thought it was a skull, right? You only have a few seconds to make that first impression. So maybe you can go back and then have them refine this concept here with the puzzle pieces. Because I guess each puzzle piece has one of like the life skills and it all comes together, but I think it could have just been executed a little bit more gracefully. So maybe you can go back to them and either do what Libby said, review and re remove the images and just blow up the title, make it nice and clear, or have them refine one of these concepts here.
Yeah, agreed. Okay,
All
moving
right,
on.
on to the next.
Okay, this is from Elizabeth or Renee, as the case may be. Ad questions are tricky. Let's try it though. One of my ad campaigns is targeting keywords with on phrase, with phrase and on broad, they're delivering. I went to my four top keywords, gaining a lot of solid impressions and sales. Good. However, I noticed that due to my niche, I'm still below the recommended bid amount. Amazon recently skyrocketed these keywords. They do that. My bid at $2.20 is performing. However, the suggested bid is $4. Wow. Brian said not to increase more than 3 to 5 cents a day every couple of days. Is that accurate? Yes. Yeah, I would not jump your bid to $2.82 for sure. I would not do that, especially if you're getting good impressions.
Yeah.
but those bid, that ad spend is super expensive. Super, super expensive. What are your royalties? I mean, if you think about your ad spend, and I don't know what your royalties are for your book, but that could definitely be cutting into your royalties, and you'd end up with like what, 60 cents maybe, right? So just be mindful of that, right? Any other suggestions? Yeah, so
Nope, I think you got it all.
yep,
Yeah,
so
if your ads are spending below the suggested bid, that's a good thing.
yeah, exactly.
That's the goal. That's the goal, to be spending at a lowest possible price.
And don't forget that Amazon makes these suggestions. Why? Because it wants you to spend more money. Right?
All right, so we got Wayne. In the book Manuscript Generated by Publishing AI, the introduction mentions a glossary to explain tech terms. However, we don't see a glossary included. Was this an error, or do I need to create the glossary myself? Thank you in advance for your answer. Yes, you're going to have to create the glossary yourself. You can use ChatGPT if you would like. And just for everybody on the call, the AI software is not going to make any type of checklist, any type of glossary, recipes. It might give you a few recipes weaved in, but it's not going to create like a list of like, recipes or anything like that, or any charts or anything that's going to be interactive. It's really just going to give you the content and any interactive elements like a glossary, charts, and stuff like that, recipes. That's going to be up to you to put them together and insert them after the fact. All right, is this the last one or what?
Looks like it.
Yes, it is.
Yay! Okay, let's get to the live questions. Okay,
Let's do this.
so Fran, how do I submit the progress form? I'm assuming that you're talking about the 7-day challenge. Once your book is live on Amazon, then you'll have the link. You fill that in, you just simply fill everything out and then click submit. And they go to support.
We got Daniel. I'm having trouble with my book is formatted and I don't seem to have much space for QR code. How do I put it in the book if I have to publish it first? All right. Well, just go back to, if you got it formatted through PS, just go back to them with the QR code and let them worry about making space for the QR code in there. On the formatting software, it's not very hard. Just send it to them, get it published, get the link, and you're good to go.
Okay, this one's from Gloria. And actually, Gloria, we answered this question for your title, right, before. So I think we're good there. I'll take this one from Carly. Can you talk about the best way to use a VA, virtual assistant? I could if I had one, but I don't have one. Do you have one, Brandon?
I used to, but at this
Okay.
point, no, but I do plan on scaling back into it. The best way to use it is honestly, that's subjective. Everyone's business is a little bit different. I used to have a VA team to help me get reviews. So I mean, just put them towards tasks that are going to free up most of your time that are easy enough to do, like the grunt work. That's the things that you want to get done by the VA. But you want to remain control of the topics, the final title creation, the covers and stuff like that. So that's going to depend on how you plan to structure your biz. We got Fran. Is this only for the accelerated program? Maybe you mean the one-to-one support. If you're referring to the one-to-one coaching calls with the coaches, yes, that's going to be only for the accelerated program.
Yep. Sorry, I'm writing something L. Okay. This one's from David. I've written a full book using the AI software, but when I asked on Facebook page, what do I do to get approval to publish? I thought there was a review process. Nobody responds with the answer there. Okay, so David, I'm assuming you've edited your book. It's ready to go. So all you need to do now is get it formatted. And then get your book covers done and get it uploaded onto KDP. There's no approval process except when KDP approves your book to go live. That would be it.
All right, we got Daniel. I now have a list of emails to send out for my review of my book. Do I send out as PDF? You're gonna send out PDF copies of your early copy to your potential reviewers. Give them some time and then follow back up with them.
Okay, this is from Jim. What do I do once two titles are possible? Well, I suggest that you could put them in here and we could kind of look at them. But just make sure that you're following the lessons. Main title is always the book topic that you found proof of concept for. Then you've got your offer, your pain points, and your desired outcomes. And just create your title and make that happen. Okay, this is from anonymous attendee. Just joined Publishing AI. Is there a tick list regarding the modules and other resources to keep track of what I need to work through? Okay, just to be clear, starting with the 7-day challenge, you want to do that. Then you start in module one and you just work your way down. If you were in Publishing Accelerator, there is a tick list, but we do not have one for AIA at this point. I think when I was joined, when I first joined AIA, I just made my own. I just looked at the lessons and kind of just put that onto a Google sheet and made my own checklist.
Yeah. We got Gloria planning to do an audiobook paperback for a 30K book. And then the first question we already answered. So same book cover, but then you have a second one here. For the 30K book, do you include the biography and the acknowledgement in the number of words? I'm not exactly sure what you mean, Gloria, but as far as like including a biography of the author, that's totally up to you. Some people use pen names. Some people have some credentials to flex. So if you, if that's you, then you can definitely have a biography, you know, on the back cover or inside the book itself and acknowledgements, but it's not needed. That's going to be more just up to you.
Okay, this is from Alicia. Travel book. Can I reference things like Uber, PayPal, etc. in my book? Yes. Speaking on them in terms of usage? Yes. And how they're helpful? Yes. And work in other foreign countries? Yes, yes, and yes. Go for it, Alicia. For sure.
Hi, don't laugh at this question, but I'm going to ask anyway. What if I predict a niche book idea will make proof of concept within the next 6 months based on industry knowledge I have? Cool. No, this is a good question, Elizabeth. I mean, see, once you've internalized the what I recommend people, because a lot of people want to do stuff outside of the framework that we teach sometimes. So what I recommend is master the framework that we teach, and then you can take more risks. But that's exactly what it would be, a risk. So as long as you're content with the risk and you think you have a good solid thought process behind it, then you can certainly give it a shot, right? 100%. We're not saying that if you make a book outside of proof of concept, you can't make money. The reality is that it totally can. But this is just kind of like a, you know, less risk strategy to get you to that, to get you to that payment, right? Because Amazon is huge. So our process is really to make sure that there's demand, but not only demand, but there's also going to be opportunity for a new, a relatively new publisher to go in there and carve up a market share, not being an authority figure, not being a huge publisher, and so on. So give it a shot if you think you got a good concept there. But if you're still new in the program, I would really focus on internalizing the framework, because once you do a few books according to our process and you have some income in there, everything becomes easy. Once some income is starting to come in, then you can take more liberties, get creative, and do your thing. All right.
I would say that's awesome advice. All right. This is from Johnny. Pen name query. After I get to the point of why I joined AIA or Publishing AI, long-term financial security, get started on my passion projects, it occurs to me that utilizing the success of the book's already published works, could I add the appeal of those to those projects as well? Not seeing the advantage of a pen name except to maintain privacy. Okay, so in regard to pen names, because I'm not sure about this other part of the success of the books. So pen names, I've published numerous books in different niches. These niches have nothing to do with one another. So I have pen names. One is my own name because I have experience in that niche, but the other ones are pen names. And that's the advantage, is that you kind of keep these books in separate lanes. You can have a author biography or a publishing house biography, right? You can have a page, or you can put in series of books, all of those things with a pen name. So just keep that in mind, Johnny. If you're going to be dipping into different niches, pen names are the way to go.
All right. So we got Gemma. There are a lot of AI platforms that can identify AI content creation, like what they use for student assignments. Will the AI content on the AI platform be recognized as AI? Yes, it most certainly will, because it is AI content. But don't worry too much about it, because AI content is allowed on Amazon. But we have to make sure that once we get the manuscript from the AI software, that we do our best to increase the quality of the product, right? You want to do your own editing, and then you want to have an editor go in there and kind of help out. And once you've read it fully, You're going to see that there's some redundancies. There's some things that, could be structured better, could be said better. So we do our best to that humanizing aspect has to be done by a human. And I've tried humanize AI, not bad. It will still get flagged by plagiarism checkers. Yeah. So might as well. That's a process that's always going to have to be done by us, the humans. So
Yeah, exactly. This is from Daryl. Okay, I'm finished with my manuscript. Great. It's out to an editor. Also good. My question is, how do I get help with co choosing the right book cover? So, Daryl, if you put your book covers, the last three finalists that you've got, I would take an image of those, put them onto a Google Doc, allow us access to that Google Doc, and put the link in here, and we can take a look for you.
All right, how do I create, from David, how do I create a review team? All right, David, that is a loaded question. I do recommend going to the module. That's going to be the best place to get the detailed answer. But essentially, we have four strategies. Pubby, which is really a supplemental tool. You shouldn't be relying on just Pubby for all your reviews for many reasons, which the course is going to explain a little bit more in detail. Then we have your personal network. It could be coworkers. If you're, a member of a church group, a soccer team, you can build those people can be part of your review team. Then we have Facebook groups and the Facebook ad method, where we find people on Facebook to become part of the review team. And once they have essentially agreed to reserve an early copy, they want an early copy, and they agree to potentially leave you some honest feedback in the future, then they are a part of your review team. But refer back to the module. They're going to go fully in detail for each one of these methods, but I hope that gives you a little bird's eye view on that one, David.
Okay, this is from Kathy. I have finally an approved POC. Yay, for my first 30K book. My coach has asked me to join 8 to 10 private Facebook groups in my niche, financial literacy for kids. How do I find such groups? Okay, so in Facebook on the upper left-hand side, there's a little, like, what is that, magnifying glass? Just put some stuff in there, maybe like parenting kids or parenting kids about money. Just start searching in there. For those groups, you should be able to find some.
All right, we got Val. Book translation question. I have my book translated to Spanish by a friend from Argentina. I have paid her for the translation. Do I have to add the translator name to my book? If yes, do I ask her if she wants her name on the book? You don't have to, no. So I would
Yeah.
just save you that whole time and just don't put anyone else's name on these books.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Shirley. I'm in module one. Work-life balance just had on my onboarding call last week. Want to follow the course module, see it's very helpful. Skip ahead and see the 7-day challenge. So, Shirley, if you're just getting started, what you want to do is your 7-day challenge book, right? So, I'm assuming that that's the title and subtitle that you have here. 7-day challenge books are where you want to just basically get the flavor of creating a book from idea to outline to writing to formatting, creating the book cover. I'm not sure if this is your 7-day challenge book title, but if it is, looks great to me. Just roll with it.
Yep, it's just a warm up. Where or how do I get, we got Daniel, where or how do I get children's books sketching of images? All right, Daniel, if you want to get some images for children books, going to, you have two options. You either outsource it by a human on places like Fiverr, Upwork, or you go onto ChatGPT. You can have DALL-E created or Midjourney, and then see what they come up with. So two options, AI or human. AI is going to be a lot cheaper, but if you want to have like a full, cohesive, really high quality children book, my take is that AI can't fully do it unless you're like really, really experienced with AI, and maybe also tap into some different softwares to kind of help clean everything up.
Okay, this is from Fran. Is there a way to send a message directly to my coach without the VIP team? Fran, all messages get filtered through the VIP support team. If it is a question specifically for your coach, I suggest you start out your message with, "This is a question specifically for my coach, whoever it is," and then ask the question. They should filter it on through.
Yeah. And VIP support team, their job is to make sure we don't miss questions. So it's a good thing to get filtered by them. But like Livy said, anything that's publishing related, anything that has their name on it, is going to get filtered ASAP. Okay. Daniel, how do I get on a Facebook group? What process should I take? So Daniel, I would recommend go back to the course lesson on this one, the Facebook review method. Go back to that one because everything has already been super detailed. And if you're just not too familiar navigating through the Facebook platform, I would go on YouTube, go on Google and search up how to join a Facebook group. And they're going to do a lot better job with pictures and images and videos guiding you through this better than our verbal answer is going to be on this one, Daniel. So I think that's going to be the most effective way.
Yep, this is from Jen. I submitted my question at the last minute. Okay, yeah, we didn't get it. Can you critique my potential book covers? I think you mean book titles because these are book titles. So they are Getting Started with ChatGPT, Your Essential Introduction to Write Better, Plan Smarter, and Tackle Daily Challenges with Ease. I would put that last and put a two there. Your step-by-step guide to effortless emails, smart shopping lists, and stress-free meals. Okay, so you don't have any desired outcome in your second title. Like in the first one, you've got tackle daily challenges with ease. That could be your desired outcome. So again, what's your offer? You've got those. You've got introduction. You've got a guide. You've got a roadmap. That's great. Then you're addressing three pain points and how your book is going to help overcome those. And then you need your desired outcome. So you're missing the desired outcome in the last two, but everything is looking like you're on track. You just need to beef them up a little bit.
All right, so we got Anthony. I have recently completed a book without AIA, just learned about AIA 2 days ago. How can AIA help me improve it? Any guidance greatly appreciated. All right, Anthony. So, as long as you haven't published it, and even if you have, you can always bring your title to one of these Q&A calls. We can take a look at that. We can also take a look at what you have for your cover. And we can also take a look at the topic itself to make sure. To see, if we have any potential red flags or any green flags or any advice we can give you on it. So you can start with those elements and we can help you focus it a little bit more if it needs to.
Yep, this is from Jim again. Emotional intelligence strategies for living in a stressful world. Discover how to navigate life with awareness instead of reacting to circumstances. Okay, so Jim, book title. Always the main title is your book topic. So I'm not, is it emotional intelligence? So, and emotional, what about emotional intelligence? Then you've got strategies in there, but also it's misspelled. But one of the things to consider is that's part of your subtitle. Main title, book topic. Offer, pain points, and how your book is going to help overcome them, and then your desired outcome, right? So you're going to need to remember to include your desired outcome in your book title, right? Hopefully that helps.
All right, so we got Ramona. When entering your explanation for your book or journal in KDP, how long is too long? I recently uploaded a journal that is live. Because the box when entering a description is one size, I think I lost track of how long my description was. Though pertinent, once published, I could see my first word was yikes. Any suggestions? I'm not sure what you mean by that last sentence there, but I don't know the exact measurement, the exact character count or word count for the KDP descriptions. But the best way to do it, it's simply to put it in there. And once you've copied and pasted something in there, right below it, it's going to say, this many out of this many words. So it's going to tell you exactly how many words. Phillips has 4,000 limit in there. So yeah, take a look. And sometimes when you have special formatting, it takes up more character counts. It's a little bit buggy. But put it in there, and then you can just make sure that You can just make sure that it's not going over. But if it let you publish it, then you're good to go, right? It didn't go over, so you're good to go.
Okay, this is from Susanna. Hi, coaches. Which title do you recommend? The book is not just about divorce, but divorce is such a strong keyword. The book is for women who are over 50 years old. Which of the three subtitles do you feel is the strongest? Okay, so self-love for women over 50. So my question is that the book topic that you found POC with? Because you need that to align with the book topic that meets POC. Then you've got after a breakup, after a divorce, after a failed relationship. Maybe what you need to do is do the self-love for women and incorporate the breakup, divorce, or failed relationship in the subtitle. Hopefully that makes sense. The proven guide to let go, forgive, and rebuild your confidence. Okay. Your reclaim your happiness with a proven guide to let go. Okay. So again, Susanna, in the beginning of your subtitle, it should always be your offer, and then your pain points, and then your desired results. So in here, like your second one, reclaim your happiness with proven, reclaim your happiness. That would be your desired result, right? Your end point of your subtitle. So you're going to need to kind of mix these up and double check what your actual book topic is, and then go from there. Okay. Hopefully that's helpful.
All right, we got Nita. I'm still looking for my topic. Several people are publishing books on topics I have researched, and I find they are not meeting proof of concept. I don't understand if I'm doing something wrong or does POC change over time? First of all, POC does change. It's sales of books are
Moving.
never the same month to month. So a lot of POCs are constantly, in and out of what we call proof of concept. Also, a lot of students publish a lot of things that don't meet proof of concept all the time. Right? Either it's a passion project for them, or they just didn't really bother, or they just don't fully understand the importance of proof of concept. So you're going to see a lot of different books being published out there, but proof of concept does change over time and it constantly in and out. So check it a few times, keep it on your list. That's why it's good to keep track of everything that you've always searched up. And and you can always go back and search them up again to kind of confirm and see what's going on there. But that does happen. It does change. Usually not super drastic, like if you check from like now to like 3 weeks from now, but as long as you find it, as long as you find it once, then you can be confident that it's within that range of proof of concept.
All right, these are from Daryl. There's like three links. I guess there are three different links. Let's take a look. He says that he thinks they'll open. That's good.
It's a blind contest,
Ah, so we can't see
but
them.
maybe the first link though. First link opens. But let me check the second link. Yeah, number 42 and
51.
number 51, those are not opening. But the other one's opening, so I'll share my screen here. But it's only one that we're able to
Okay.
access here. So Daryl, what you can do is you can actually on your 99design dashboard, you can create a poll and they will give you a link, a shareable link, and then you're gonna be able to show us the covers through that poll link.
All right. Okay. So, Daryl, I'm not the trees, the topiaries with the head. Not really sure how that's related to dementia, right? Remember, if I took away all of the words off of your cover and I had that image, would I know what your book is about? And if I don't know what your book is about, or at least I can't even get into the same ballpark, the image needs to change so that it's more relatable. Some book topics, I can honestly tell you, they don't lend themselves to having images on the cover. If they don't worry about it. Just make it visually appealing. But you can also, in this case, I would probably do something with a family or something like that, Because you're mentioning that in the subtitle. Family support. And I think your subtitle needs a little bit more work. It's too short. And there's no desired outcome stated. Right? What do you think, Brandon?
Honestly, same thing. It's just it's a lot of colors in there, a very basic image. I think you can definitely go ahead and improve this.
For sure.
All right. So I look forward to seeing what other covers you have in there, Daryl, and the 99 designs, because I'm sure you're gonna have some pretty decent
Some
options
good
in there.
ones.
Yeah. So we'll wait for that link if you can create that poll for us.
Okay, this is from Shirley. Okay, I just began this course. Where do I find the 7-day challenge? Okay, so Shirley, if you are on the AIA platform, not in the Publishing Accelerator platform, the 7-day challenge is down on that first page. I think it's like the third little box there. It'll say 7-day challenge. Just click on that.
And did we take a look at this title already? Or was it different? Retirement Planning Made Simple.
They could be new because he just submitted them at 11:50. So,
12:50.
yeah.
Okay. Hey, coach, just please kindly review this book title, Retirement Planning Made Simple. Okay. So, main title looks good. I can see you have your proof of concept keyword in there. Subtitle, Step-by-Step Strategies to Build Wealth, Protect Your Savings, and Enjoy a Stress-Free Life. I like that you have is step-by-step strategies. You have three pain point benefits. You don't exactly have a closing line, and you need to bulk it up, make it a little bit more attractive. Do some of that sales copy just to try to enhance it a little bit, try to make it a little bit more attractive in there. So you're off to a good start. But let me take a look at the second one. Step-by-step strategies to build wealth, protect your savings, and enjoy a stress-free life after work. So, enjoy a stress-free life after work is not exactly a pain point benefit. That's more of your end result. And if we count that as your end result, you're technically missing a third pain point benefit. Not to mention, build wealth is a very vague pain point benefit, right? Like, how are they going to build wealth? Is there going to be investment strategies? What is it going to be? I think you can find some more in-depth stuff to insert into here. So your thought process is correct. You're just missing a few elements, and you might want to retweak a few things because building wealth, it's very broad. I think you can hit them harder with something a little bit more specific that's going to be a lot more relevant to them specifically, these retirees.
Okay, this one is from Mary Sue. In the publishing.ai, I went to create my book outline, making me do the customer research again. Okay, so Mary Sue, as long as you are in the customer research and you click the next button, that should take you to generating your outline. If it does not, please reach out to support in the little platform. It's that little blue kind of widget down on the right-hand side and ask them for clarity or to take a look at your platform.
Right, so we got anonymous attendee. Hey coaches, 7-day challenge book. Can you please help me with the following? This is my title subtitle, two questions. Does it flow nicely? iPhone 16 Pro user guide for beginners and seniors, a step-by-step manual to maximize your iOS 18 experience, practical tips and expert tricks to optimize use, security, and efficiency. For a 7-day challenge, this flows perfectly fine, right? And then
Maybe a
number
little too
two,
wordy.
it's a little bit on the long side. Towards the end, you're kind of expanding into another list. You're going from a list and then right to another list. But honestly, just get it out there. But you could definitely cut out some words there. And then number two, can you please help me double check that it doesn't have copyright issues? So you shouldn't be worried about copyright issues. It's more trademark issues. Copyright's going to be a little bit different. And you said, I find copyright checking a bit confusing. Thank you. So, I mean, the only thing that could possibly be trademarked here is iPhone 16 Pro. But what do you think, Libby, using iPhone 16 Pro? I think it's totally fine,
Yeah,
personally.
I agree. I agree
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, this is a message from Fran. I really want to know, is there a way to send a message to my coach? Only the coach. All messages, Fran, get filtered through the VIP support. So just be aware of that. If you want to send it directly, There's no way to get it directly to your coach. Sorry.
And we got Jody. Can you use publishing AI for the 7-day challenge? Technically, you could, but you don't want to because you don't want to waste the credit on a 7-day challenge book. So yeah, use ChatGPT, and that's going to be more than good enough to help you with the 7-day challenge. You don't want to use the publishing AI for a 7-day. The 7-day is just a warm-up, right? So
Yep. Okay. Brandon, you're going to need to help me on this. Anonymous attendee says, I have a question for setting up my KDP account based in the UK with dual citizenship of the UK and the US. What taxation information should I provide? I'm not expecting an accounting ad advice, just generally steer to start publishing as a young student to create passive income stream while studying to alleviate student debt. Okay. So, Brandon, I have no idea.
I mean, just reach out to support on this one, right? Like, what do you use for US? You use your social security
You either
number?
use your social or your business number, right? Your
Yeah.
EIN. So
In
I'm
Canada,
imagining it'll be your
yeah.
social. Yeah.
In Canada, same thing. You use your SIN number, social security number, or whatever it is. So I imagine, you know, every country you have something that's equivalent to a social security number. Put that in. If it's wrong, they'll let you know.
Yeah,
Other
for
than
sure.
that, reach out to them and you're good to go.
Yeah. And is the money going to the US or the UK? That would be a good question right there. Where do you pay your taxes normally? If you usually pay them in the UK, put in whatever related number that would be, for sure.
Yeah. And
Yeah,
if you have dual, like you might as well like just use the US one to keep it simple, right? So, and US is also your primary market anyway, so
that's true too.
but reach out to support. That's going to be a KDP support question. All right, so we got John. Where is the 7-day challenge located? I do not see it on the home page. Okay, so let me do a quick screen share. Right when you log on, this is what you're going to see when you log on to the course, right? Publishing.com library. This is going to be like the different courses or bonuses and things that you have within yours. And yours might look a little bit different. But right here is going to be the 7-day publishing challenge. And if you don't see it, just reach out to support and they can help you there. They can help you figure that one out.
Yep. Okay. In regard to my question and your answer, how do we have ChatGPT make a glossary? Do we paste the whole manuscript into chat and ask it to make a glossary? I sure wouldn't do that. I would just ask it to make a glossary of, the top 25 terms and whatever your niche is. And then when you're editing your manuscript, just reading through it, make sure that any keywords or whatever the case may be in your manuscript are on your glossary and add those if necessary, right? But you definitely need to read your manuscript before you publish it.
Yep. Hello, coaches. My question is, do I have to include a site page that generated my 30K in ChatGPT? Said I didn't need any sites, even though I mentioned well-known people in 2 to 3 lines in every chapter. My competitor has a resource page. How should I compare going forward? I mean, I would try to create it, right? So like you said, you mentioned well-known people in 2 to 3 lines, and I'm not sure in what way you mentioned them, but for example, if you're talking about, you know, a biography of like some basketball player, right? You can just find some basketball related websites and use that as your citation. And ask ChatGPT. Sometimes if you ask ChatGPT, give me a list of references that were used in the generation of this. Sometimes ChatGPT will just give you a list of references. So I would try to put one together, but technically, resources pages are not mandatory, technically. So
So true. Okay, this one is from Scott. Due to some significant health issues in the past year, I haven't been able to utilize my membership. Where do I talk to about the status of my account? Scott, please reach out to support, right? Just click on the support widget and ask them that question, and they should be able to help you.
all right. How many times can you create a book outline and writing samples in the publishing AI? Do you know this limit on the free plan, Libby? I think it's
I don't know.
30 or
Is it money?
40.
Yeah, I mean, you can
Yeah.
definitely generate a ton.
Total. Yeah, total between all the things that you can generate in there for free. So, around 30, Mary. But you know what? That's more than enough to find something that you're happy with, and then it resets every month.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think honestly, three is plenty, right? You should be able to get a
Yeah.
pretty good sample, right? All
Yeah.
right. This is from David. Did I hear correctly that your main title should always have the book topic in it? Yes, the topic that meant proof of concept. That's an easy
Yep. I have my 99 Designs cover design. I have narrowed it down to the ones I like, but I would like to get a coach eyes on the final list before picking. Brandon is my coach. Hey, Catherine. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I told you to come out to this one. And he mentioned to come to this call and have Coach Libby look at it as it's in the book for education, and she is a former educator. Yeah, Libby. So I said that you have some great feedback when it comes to like education stuff. So, Catherine, where is the link? There it is. I'll pull it up. I'll do the screen share, and then Libby can give us her expert advice if you don't mind.
As a recovering teacher. Okay.
Yeah, she's got some pretty good covers. And now we just need to narrow them down. Which one's your favorite, Libby?
Okay, I think I like 128 and 127 the best, and I'll tell you why. They're definitely cleaner looking, right? They're much more engaging in regard to like I can see clearly what the book is about right there. Chalkboard, nobody ever uses chalkboards anymore, right? So that's kind of outdated. And then down here where you've got like the I don't even know what's in the AI there, but it's too light. I can't, there's not enough contrast for me to really pick it out. And then in number 19, 119, the background, I'm not really sure what that is. And, you know, as a teacher, you could easily have this book cover without that stuff in the back. To me, it just detracts from the title. But I really like 128 and 127. I think I would probably put the subtitle in a different color so it was a little bit easier. I don't know if I would put in that yellow banner down there with your pen name, but the pen name always needs to be smaller in size than the subtitle, and that's not right there. But I think I like, which one do I like better? I think I like 127 best. The apple's a little bit bigger, right?
Oh,
Yeah.
one has like a real apple, the other one has
And
like
one is the
a
AI apple. Tricky, very
just
tricky. Yeah.
realized that. All right.
That's what I
Well,
got.
there you go, Catherine. You know, we all three have thought this one was a pretty strong one, so there you go. That's a pretty good way to move forward.
Yep.
And they don't use chalkboards anymore, Libby?
Nope.
Whiteboards then, or
Whiteboards. Yep.
Okay.
Although nowadays they have like a tablet
Smart
and you
boards.
write on the, yeah, smart boards. I know. Pretty soon
Haven't
they'll
been in
just
school in a long time.
plug the kids in to their little brains,
To their
right?
neural AI.
Yep.
That's interesting.
That'd be fun.
Neuralink.
And then we
All
can
right.
watch their load. No, just kidding. Like scanners. Never mind. But I would never do that. Okay. All right, this is from Randall. I have my AI generated outline. Is it possible to cut and paste from my outline outside research into the outline, or should I regenerate a new project outline and include the research points in the description? Okay, so Randall, you don't have to go into a whole other outline. You can just regenerate from where you are and put in that information into the vision part and see what it comes up with. Then you can always move from one outline to the other, copy and pasting, making sure that you're keeping the formatting correct. Otherwise, the resources are going to get all messed up. So keep that in mind. Hopefully, that makes sense.
All right, we got Vicky. I have just about finished my 30K book on marriage communication. I have a picture of various couples on the cover, including a same-sex couple. How will this land in the American market? In the UK market, it would be beneficial. I got no clue, Vicky. I'm over in Canada. What do you think, Libby?
I think various couples, I always envision how can my potential reader see themselves in my book cover if I've got people? So if you've got a smattering of different couples, you should be okay, right?
I think that's the correct answer, yes.
Yep. Okay, this is from Joy. Okay. She's looking for clarification. In the Rasmus video on formatting on Readsy, he said that Readsy does the content of the book for us, meaning the table of contents, looked at the content generated by Readsy for his book, discovered it's a list. My question is the content summarized replacement of our book outline from where we generated our manuscript. Secondly, do we upload book outline with our manuscript when importing our book into Readsy for formatting? Okay. First of all, Joy, I'm super hopeful that this is your 7-day challenge book and that you didn't use a 30K word manuscript from the AI for your 7-day challenge book. Fingers crossed on that. When you are looking to format, you're simply putting in the guts of the book, and Readsy, Vellum, Atticus will automatically create the table of contents for you. So don't put in your outline, just putting in your manuscript. And when I put in my manuscript into Vellum, I do it one chapter at a time because it's just easier for me to keep it all straight when I upload from like my Google Docs. But I think that answers your question. Just the manuscript, not the outline.
Okay, we got Joy again. Hello, coaches. Please, if I export my book to KDP for my 7-day challenge for only ebook formatting, can I still get a copy of my book from Publishing AI after publishing my book? I don't know what you mean, Joy. What I mean is this: is ebook formatting enough for my 7-day challenge and also to be sent as a copy of my book? So ebook formatting is enough for the 7-day challenge for the ebook version. But then keep in mind, you're also going to need the paperback formatting so you can actually get a copy of the book. So you don't want to have it just as an ebook. You also want to have it as a physical book. And those are going to be two different types of formatting. So hope that answers your question. And if you're using Readsy, then you just have to export twice. First export is going to be EPUB for the ebook, and second export should be the paperback or the print. It's a PDF file.
Okay, this is from anonymous attendee. I've completed and published my 7-day challenge book and 30K book, but don't have a coach. Should I go back into getting a coach? And if so, how do I do that? Okay, so you need to reach out to support to have a discovery call to see if you want to join the Publishing Accelerator group. That's how you get a coach.
All right, I'm in publishing.com. It goes to the AI publishing modules. I think I'm on the wrong link. I still cannot find my 7-day. Okay. Yeah, if you can't see it there, just reach out to support. They'll help you activate that in there.
Okay, this is from Tiffany. Title review: The Beginner's Guide to Backyard Poultry. I'm kind of chicken to answer this. Just kidding. From building the brooder to processing, keeping your chickens healthy and cheaply feeding your family. Okay, so is cheaply feeding your family a pain point or a desired outcome? So it seems to me that you've got kind of the desired outcome rolled into here. If this is a pain point, like budgeting, then I would make it a comma, and then I would include to do what, like your desired outcome. Because you've got the this part, but I also need to know specifically what is your offer? Is it step by step, blueprint, roadmap, handbook, whatever the case may be? That needs to be first in your subtitle. So just remember, main title is always the book topic. Subtitle is what's your offer? strategies, handbooks, whatever, pain points, and how your book's going to overcome them, desired outcome. So you just, you've got some good stuff in here, Tiff. You just need to kind of smooth it out a little bit.
All right, Joshua, new here, but just for clarification, would this be a good formula for a book title? Which is exactly what Libby was just kind of going through right now. The main title should be the book topic, which is essentially your proof of concept. So as long as you have your proof of concept keyword in the main title, then you can group it with anything else that you want. When it comes to the subtitle, like Libby was saying, you start off with the offer. Is it a guide? Is it step by step? Is it strategy, stress-free? What is it, right? And then you move on to your three pain points, and then you move on to the outcome. So the options that you put in here, I see that you have the right elements, but for example, all your main titles are kind of different, right? Chair yoga for seniors, and you have senior friendly chair yoga. I guess you're using the same keywords, but for example, chair yoga for active aging, if seniors is part of your proof of concept, that needs to be in your main title. And when it comes down to your subtitle, you have the elements that you need in there, Joshua, but you don't want to add so many hyphens to it. You've broken it down into three pieces. You need to try and merge all of those into one cohesive sentence, right? And you did that for all of them. So you have exercise at your pace, hyphen, 10-minute routines for stiff joints and better balance, hyphen, feel young at heart again. So you have the elements in there, but you need to join it. It needs to be one cohesive sentence. On your titles there. So try merging them and then we can take another look at them on the next one.
Okay, this is from Aisha. Can I publish a 7-day challenge in audiobook or have to be in all formats? Okay, so typically it is not cost effective to make an audiobook from your 7-day challenge book unless it's over 30,000 words. And the 7-day challenge book is between 5,000 and 10,000 words. So I'm thinking that it would not be cost effective to do that, but you are just publishing in your 7-day challenge the ebook and the paperback. That's it. So those two formats, everything else, you don't need an audiobook, you don't need a hardback, none of that, paperback and ebook. That's it.
Yeah. And we got anonymous. Well, you've defined proof of concept. Proof of concept just means that there's proof that we can see that a self-publisher like us with a relatively low amount of reviews can go in there, put a book, and potentially make it to the first page and carve out some of the market share, right? And to have proof of concept, we need the evidence of three books that are going to be, you know, under 150 reviews, making more than $500. And if you need more clarification on that, the video in the course is going to do a way better job doing it because they spend over an hour going into that one. So,
yep. And on Thursdays, that's proof of concept Q&A. So remember that. Okay, this is from Yolanda. This is the title I've chosen. Please tell me, what do you think? Okay, so Yolanda, first of all, 30,000 word book, 7K book, or 7-day challenge book, which is it? The only addiction and recovery book you'll ever need. Okay, so then what is the book topic? Is it addiction recovery? And if that's the case, then yes, you have that in your main title, which is fine. It's a little bit lengthy. Then your subtitle is going to, you know, bear the brunt of that and not have as many words in it. But truly, is this your 7-day, your 30K? If it's your 30K, is addiction the book, all of that, is addiction the topic and all of that? So those are some questions that I have.
All right, we got Fran. Once the 6 months are over, do we still have access to the basic program? Yes, you do. That's lifetime access. And is there any other way to get continued support? Well, the good thing is, Fran, is that after your 6 months are over, and I'm guessing it's because you're in the PA, you're still going to have access to all the recordings, to the workshops. So you're going to stay up to date with the latest publishing information in there. So those workshops are going to be a great way for you to get that, you know, up-to-date information and next level information. But other than that, you're still going to have access to the support team. So they can always help you out there if you have any issues with your account or you just need some quick advice on some stuff.
Yep. And you also have Q&A calls, right?
That's true. Yeah.
So that's your live support right there. Okay. This is from Gideon. Gideon's one of my students. Hi, Gideon. Okay, here's his title. How to Raise a Neurodivergent Child: Proven Strategies to Limit Information Overload, Get Involved in Community Support Networks, and Increase Parental Confidence and Resilience. Okay, so get in. You are so close. You just need, what is the desired outcome? Is the desired outcome to increase parental confidence and resilience? In which case, take out that and put in the word to, and you're golden. Now you only have two pain points listed, but you're already at 175, so maybe three would take you over the top. So just take out that comma, put in the word to, and I think you are good. Maybe throwing in another pain point wouldn't be the worst idea. What do you think, Brandon?
No, I definitely agree there. I think it's just a small tweak in there just to structure the ending more into like a closing line, and you're good to go. Increase parental confidence for resilience in your child or resilience in your kid. Some, you know, right? Something
Yes.
along those lines. Yeah.
Yep. There you go. Okay. I think we're done here.
All right, we are done.
Yeah. Oh, wait. There's one more.
Let's see.
There's always somebody.
So we got Joshua. So updated based on your previous comments, your simple 10-minute routines without gym anxiety that will help you reclaim your active, independent life. All right. So I don't really see a pain point benefit in this one. Your simple 10-minute routines without gym anxiety, I guess without gym anxiety is kind of one that will help you reclaim your active, independent life. That's the closing line. So you need more pain point benefits in there. Second one, transform stiff joints using 10 minutes daily so you can feel young at heart again. You have one pain point benefit, and that's transforming stiff joints. You need two more. And then we have safe home exercises in just 10 minutes a day so you can live life confidently on your own terms. This one has zero pain point benefits. It really just has the intro, and you have the desired result, which is living confidently in your own terms. Easy 10-minute daily program for limited mobility that helps you move with joy again. Again, you need to have three pain point benefits in there. These are just not going to be long enough. So keep it up. Try building them out a little bit more, Josh, and keep going. But you got the right mindset. You just need to insert a few more things in there, make it read nicely, make it flow, and you're good to go.
Okay. This is from Sherry. What do we have? Do we only have access to for the first 6 months? Okay, so Sherry, this depends on which program you're on. Publishing Accelerator students have 6 months. This is where they can access live workshops. They get into live office hours with their coaches, and they also get 10 one-on-one coaching calls. When those 6 months expire, they do not have access to those live things, but they still have access to the basic program and these Q&A calls as well. Oh, and Yolanda says this is for her 30K book. Use the cheat sheet for my title, and it's the POC. Okay, so if that's the case, Yolanda, if that was the main title, that's fine, but you still need like your subtitle and all of that. What are people getting it out of your book? You told me it's the last addiction recovery book I'll ever need. How is that the last addiction recovery book I'm ever going to need? All right.
All right. Well, that concludes this Sunday session. So everybody,
Yay. Oh,
keep on
wait.
publishing. Oh, we got two more. Also, Yolanda's working on that. Keep it up. You'll get it.
Okay.
And the anonymous is the accelerator course, more money or extra hours alone. So yeah, more money and more resources, but most importantly, a one-on-one experience where you can have a coach kind of walk you through every step of the way. So if you're curious, reach out to support and yeah,
I'll
handholding.
set
Check
that
it
up.
out.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining us. It was a great day. I'm going to go catch a little bit of the Chiefs game before my next call. Take care, everybody. I'll see you later.
Right. See ya.
Bye.